loving God and Father, we are deeply conscious that we shall be dealing with eternal realities tonight. We thank thee for all that is gathered together to hear thy precious word. Grant indeed that there might be the shout of a king in our midst, and that men and women, our Father, will come to the Lord Jesus as his Savior and Lord. We're thinking of that mighty army of men, women too, that have gone to the dark places of the earth. And tonight, our Father, they're ministering the gospel of thy grace. And the Lord Jesus is being glorified. And we trust that sinners will be converted, and thy people will be blessed, and all heaven will sing, rejoicing that a sinner has come home. These things we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, will you please turn in your Bibles tonight to the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation. And will you please read in chapter 21, Revelation chapter 21. And shall we commence reading, please, at verse number 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and all murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Chapter 20, please. 21, again, verse number 11. 21. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Chapter 20, and verse number 11. Thy saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Thy saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This
is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 22. Chapter 22. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And he that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of the sayings of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, one has had a great exercise during the day regarding the last thing in the canon of God's holy writ. Tonight I want to remind you of the sinner's last warning. And then the sinner's last meeting place. Then the sinner's last stand. And the sinner's last invitation. And the sinner's last message from God. Last things in the Holy Scriptures. Now, we have been dealing with this chart that we have before us. I need not remind you that there are those, and we have been reading about them tonight. And they're on the broad road which leadeth to the place called hell. Now, our Lord Jesus spoke more about hell than any other person that ever lived on this side of eternity. What happens when one passes the great column called death? the soul is cast into the blackness of darkness forever. The believer who has entered the open door passes on to glory. I know that his body may be placed in a coffin lined with silk. He may be placed in a grave. But the soul goes to be with our Lord Jesus. And we are waiting the resurrection of life. There are those living today that will never die. I believe that the Lord is coming in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. But I thought that this evening we might look at some of these last things that we've been reading about in the Word of God. The sinner's last warning. And we read about that in Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, those who have entered the open door, have heard the voice of the Savior saying, come unto me. Is it possible that in a gathering together of this tonight, that you are going to receive your last warning? Unbelievers, those who will reject the Savior's invitation to come. But once the master of the house has risen up and shut to the door, then there are going to be those that are standing on the outside, and they're going to say, Lord, open unto us. We remember the night that we used to sit in the Shirley Heights Gospel Chapel. And we remember God's servants who warned us to flee from the wrath to come. They told us that the Savior was waiting with outstretched arms to receive whosoever will. That door is open tonight. But once the master of the house is risen and he has shut the door, there are going to be many on the outside. I think of boys and girls that come to the Sunday school, and they're going to be on the outside. Father and mother in heaven, Sunday school teacher in the glory, absent from the body and present of the Lord, and you're going to knock, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But now here is the sinner's last warning. In the past, God has warned by His Word, by a gospel tract. As you have looked into a box and saw a loved one, you ask yourself the question, where would my soul be? And it was a warning. Automobile accident. An accident in a boat. Swimming In these lovely Bahamian waters, there is an undercurrent, and we're smitten. God spoke to your soul. Well, now here is a last warning. Did you notice what it's saying? But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and all murderers, and they're going to have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. My beloved friend, for that reason, God gives you a last warning. And it could possibly be tonight. We read to you also in Revelation chapter 20 of the last meeting place. Of the sinner. Let me show it to you. That's the reason why we brought along a chart. So that through eye gate, as well as ear gate, you might see what's going to happen. Here are the condemned in the everlasting flame in hell. The blackness of darkness forever. But there is going to be a resurrection of damnation. The hour is coming when all that are here are going to be resurrected. And you're going to meet our blessed Savior sitting upon a great white throne. Now, there is a difference between what we have here. Only believers will be here to receive the rewards for deeds done in the body. But here is a man who has sat in the Shirley Heights Gospel Chapel, a woman, a boy or a girl, and they missed the mark. Ah, but you say, is there going to be a resurrection of these people? And I believe, were it possible this evening, for an unconverted, ungodly, condemned man in hell to listen to what you're listening tonight, he would escape immediately. That can't be. There's a great gulf fixed so that they that would pass from here to glory cannot. Now look. At this resurrection of damnation, there are going to be those who have traversed on the clean footpath, a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now they're going to be resurrected, and the very one with arms wide open this evening, is saying unto you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That one who went to Calvary and was nailed by the hands and by the feet. Why did he do it? Because he loved you. and he loved me. And that love is just the same tonight as it ever was. Those eyes that could melt as Simon Peter when he denied the Lord. Those eyes that could look upon a blind man and he would have mercy. How tender, how loving. As he stooped down and he took the little children into his arms and he said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. But now he's going to sit upon a gray, white throne. His eyes are like a flame of fire. And at that last meeting place, there are going to be books that are opened. And I think that the book that you have in your hand is going to condemn you. He that believeth of the Son is not condemned, for he that believeth not is condemned already. As you see that hair as white as wool, look into those eyes as a flaming fire. And the books are opened. More than one. Everything that you have ever committed is going to be brought to your attention. As by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so that death is passed upon all men, for that all have sin. But now, you're looking into the face of the Savior, and another book is produced. It's called the Book of Life. Every man, every woman that is trusting in the Savior's blood, their names are written in heaven. Is my name written there on that page bright and fair? Tell me, Jesus my Savior, is my name written there? And as the Lord will take that book and he will go down the pages, and he will say, here is a Billy. Here is an Alex. Here is a Minerva. Here is a Dee Dee. Here is a Patty. Here is a Suzanne. And they're all here. Look again, Lord. And page after page, and name after name is mentioned. And he shakes his hand. It's your last meeting place. John says that I saw the dead stand before God. And if there is a meeting place, there's going to be a last stand. Now there are no tears in heaven. And if you're not a Christian, your father, your mother are saved, all tears are going to be wiped away from their eyes. But I hear a word of condemnation as you stand before him. He's standing at the door and he's knocking and he's asking admission. Will you let him in? Will you let him in? On a tropical night, in the largest of the West Indian Islands, I remember a young girl who came to our meeting. Night after night, she sat and she learned the songs of Zion. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. And at the conclusion of a meeting, that girl stayed behind, desired a private conversation, and sitting next to her, along with my wife, I asked her if she would like to decide for the Savior. She says, I love the songs. I love the preaching. But the decision is the hard part. We talked to her until about midnight. And she rose to her feet. Says, I'll have to go home. What about your decision? I'll make that tonight. We walked home with that dear girl. And the next night she came to the meeting. I listened to that lovely voice. But it seemed to be a different voice. And I spoke to her at the conclusion. Have you made your choice? She says, yes. I have. Would you like to tell me about it? My choice is go, Spirit, go thy way on some more convenient day on the outcome. Not tonight. Never. Do you believe that's possible? I believe that it is. And if the Holy Spirit of God has been speaking to you, you're going to stand for the last time before that great white throne. Remember, in heaven not a seat will be empty. There is still room to spare. But your soul will be absent. You won't be there. You're going to stand before God. And the books are going to be opened. And another book is opened, which is the book of life. Tonight, I believe that God is present in our gathering together. I believe that the Holy Spirit of God is here present. God wants to inscribe your name in that book tonight. How do I know? Before this gathering tonight, I was with some brethren and we were praying. And those prayers came from the very heart of those men and were praying for you. In another section, there were some ladies. They were burdened about your soul. Not a seat will be empty. But will you be there? They're interested in your salvation. But no more interested than the Savior who went to Calvary. There he died. And as you stand before God, and stand before the Lord Jesus, you would even cry for the mountains to fall upon you, to hide you from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Warning. God has warned us this week. There was an earthquake in San Francisco. There was an earthquake in China. Last month, miraculously, Hugo passed by. God is warning. But one of these days, it's going to be the last warning. And it might be your last warning tonight. You're going to stand before God. And it's going to be your last stand. Young man was at a meeting like this. The preacher was standing at the door, and I knew him very well. He looked at the young man. He says, God has spoken to you. Ah, yes, he said. But you know, I have three companions. We have always been together. We've gone bathing together. We've enjoyed the pleasure together of the world. We have drank out of the same whiskey bottle together. And preacher, we'll go to hell together. And just as he said that to the preacher, there were three steps out of that chapel, out to the sidewalk, and he tripped, and he broke his neck, and before he got to the hospital, his soul was in eternity. But I read to you in the book of the Revelation, the last chapter 22, of the sinner's last invitation. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. What is the invitation? Come. This is the last time. the sinner is going to hear that lovely word, come. Was that the first word that you learned as an infant child? I think it was. How many times lying in your little cradle, Mommy with open arms would say, come. And the little child, perhaps crying her eyes out without a tear, and when Mommy said, come, there she was. And the little child understood that the word come means come, for all things are now ready. That word come, you'll find mentioned over 700 times in the Word of God. Come thou, said God unto Noah, and all thy house into the ark. To the nation of Israel, wounded and bruised and full of putrefying sores, God said, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Though they be crimson, they shall be as snow. Beloved friend, the Lord wants you to come, but he will not force you against your will. It's something that you're going to have to do. One step will take you through the door, and you'll be saved for time and for eternity. Could it possibly be that this is your last invitation to come? God has a last word to say unto you. What is that last word? Behold, I come quickly. And I would respond and say tonight, even so come, Lord Jesus. And somebody else terminated the verse right here tonight. And they said, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Now he's coming. He may come before you get home tonight. And I would sing, glory for me. Glory for me. That'll be glory for me. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there when the books are going to be opened. What a wonderful thing to realize that we're going to be transported to the realms of endless bliss. We're going to be with our blessed Lord in glory, and we're going to see him crowned with a crown of gold. And we're going to be with him forever and forever and forever. What's God's last word to you? Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work should be. My dear friend, I would like to meet you in glory. I would like to be with you when our Lord Jesus will wear the righteous crown, which is his, and he's going to reign in perfect righteousness. The Antichrist wears a throne, wears a crown, and there's going to be a great tribulation on this whole world when our Lord comes for his own. And you are going to receive strong delusions. And you're going to believe the lie of Satan. Too late. Too late will be the cry. Jesus of Nazareth has passed by. At the great white throne, a boy in the Sunday school, your mother saved, your father in glory. And when you hear those words, depart from me. I never knew you. And you're going to be cast into the burning lake. And it's going to be forever and forever and forever. Now I know that this old world is going to be burned up with fire. There's nothing worth living for in this old world. But look, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Would to God we had time to talk about that tonight. But beloved, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Shall we pray? I want you to realize, dear friends, that these Christians, with their heads bound and their eyes closed, they're asking God to reveal His Son to you. He came from glory. He died at the place called Calvary. And He offers you a free and a perfect and an eternal salvation tonight. If you'll only come. Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. And He will surely give you rest by trusting in His Word. Would you say, as these Christians are praying for you tonight, I don't know how to pray. Would you say, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I have grieved You so many times. But Lord, tonight, I repent of my sins. I trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses from all sin. Lord, the best way I know how, I'm going to trust Thee right now, and I'm going to confess Christ before men. Will you do it? Will you do it? You can do that right now. Father, take of the Word of God, grant that it might be real in the hearts of men and women, that the Lord Jesus might be received as the Savior and Lord of their lives, that they'll trust in the precious blood that cleanses from all sin. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.